Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So you've got this, your parents divorce, your mom marries the man that she had probably your brother with that you're not sure about, then your dad hooks up with a dancer at a club, and basically to look better in the divorce, goes to church, and then his dancer girlfriend gets radically saved and proposes to him and says, "Let's get married. I can't live like this. I mean, wow."
And it's all true.
It's amazing. No, I believe it because I know you. But really, the passion that overtook her heart deeply impacted your spirit, and that was sort of a catalyst for you coming to the faith. So pick it up there, Jackson.
Yeah, and the reason why I share that story, Susie, is because when we get to where the impact of infidelity, and I definitely want to go there because, again, I think people that came out of it need to hear you're going to be okay. Mm. And I think people that, as you said, are playing with fire, and it is truly fire, there is a choice. There is a better option. But I lay that foundation because, I mean, we talk about being pulled out of the muck, pulled out of the terrible nature of life, of so many poor decisions, that even though we experience such healing and such grace and redemption, years later, very poor decisions being made. And and even when we know what we should do, sometimes not doing that, even when we've experienced making the right choices and the impact of that, we still make those poor decisions. So I want to lay that foundation that we did have it together pretty well, even in the midst.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a question though. So your stepmom was radically saved. Did your dad follow suit shortly thereafter? How did that play out as far as his faith journey?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it was that same little church. And let me, you know, what was interesting is it was a town of 700 in the hills of Arkansas. And I'll pause so everyone can really get a good picture, because what you're thinking is basically true. and it was a pretty traditional place. And so I'm telling you, the way she dressed, the way she carried herself was very natural for her. But this was, people were running to the other side of the sidewalk. Mm. And there was one lady from this little church who reached out to her, who pushed through the stereotypes, who pushed through those types of things, and was the one who walked with her pre that kind of revival. So someone seeded the love of Christ. Someone seeded that grace and that truth. And she, from my whole growing up, was one of our closest family friends, and not realizing the impact she had had.
Wow.
So even that, you never
That's
know.
Huge.
Pushing through the uncomfortable, and look at and the legacies here. And so she, so my dad started, he followed suit. And then they became very, I always say, you know, those Baptist churches, you know, there's 3 or 4 services a week. I mean, we were almost every night in church. They're driving the bus, they're cleaning the church, they're opening the doors, they're locking them up, and became very, very heavily involved very, very quickly and change. You know, my dad's helping lead the men's groups, and he's just, they became leaders in that church and in our community of people of integrity and of faith, and had such a great outreach, especially my stepmom, for those girls that were, those teenage girls who were struggling, who were making poor decisions. She had a voice in their lives that no one else did. She could get real with them, and they would listen. And
That's
so we
amazing.
Became very involved in a faith community.
And did you spend most of your time then at your dad's, or how was your time split up at that
point? More with my mom. Mm-hmm. And let me say, my mom's an incredible lady. And so she grew up very Catholic, like all the different schools and the high schools and all that, became fairly nominal at best. And neither my dad or mom went to church when they were married. So there's your one lesson. And then, but started going back to church. And so Susie, not only was it a different home every night, but one Sunday I was at the Catholic church, the other Sunday I was at the Baptist church. And so I basically was altar boy for the Catholic church on those Sundays. And I could see my friends at the Baptist church down the road, you know, in the small towns, they stack all the churches. And I was heavily involved there in the Baptist church. And so two very different faith communities. And like I said, the homes, the environments were just very, very different. And the music I could listen to, the things I could or couldn't watch, the video games, the language, the alcohol or no alcohol, all those types of things could not have been any more different.
And what did that do?
In each one of those homes.
Sorry, what did that do for your sense of identity?
So this, it's going to seem pat here. I don't know if I fully realized what was going on. So when I say the grace of God, and we talk about that, yep, he covers us, mm-hmm, covers us, because mm-hmm, I've been asked so many great questions over the last few years, things I never thought of. Like, why? I had someone say, "Were you not mad at your parents for making you sleep in a different bed every night?" I'm like, this was just few months ago. Mm. And I said, never thought of it that way. Mm. I don't know. I didn't get angry. Probably the things I got most frustrated in, as your caller was calling in, just the logistics of it. My belt's down here. My basketball shoes are there. Just getting frustrated of having to run back and forth. But I don't remember struggling really with identity. I'll tell you where I struggled. The biggest, the things I had a tough time making decisions, and the innate people pleaser in me was on overload. And where I've found to be, have been most struggled in my life and relationships and in my own identity has been really, I would say those have been the two areas I've worked the most on in probably the last 15 years.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.